taking up a comfortable posture. One that you can be relaxed yet still alert for the next 20, 25 minutes. And the practice that we're going to take up this afternoon is a loving kindness meditation known as metta meditation. But this practice is not in the usual format that you'll be used to, such as sending loving kindness in many directions or repeating loving kindness phrases like may you be happy and healthy. Although you can feel free to silently say any of those phrases, the metta phrases, to yourself if that supports you to feel into metta, loving kindness and friendliness, compassion. So today I'd like to explore and open to a different approach to metta, to share with you a practice that really speaks to my heart. And I also hope that it resonates with you. It's called metta to experience. And another way to say that is directing compassion and friendliness towards all experiences that arise in consciousness. So we're connecting with and recognizing our relationship to all phenomena, all experiences, all objects. And we can actually do this throughout our whole day. And if at any time you find that this practice doesn't resonate with you, feel free to just be there quietly and let the words wash over you. So with the support of the awakening factors of mindfulness and investigation, we can firstly establish a firm foundation to then look deeply into our experience and see the opportunity for metta, friendliness. For it not to be limited and to direct it towards all aspects of our experience. Through this unconditional loving kindness, the third awakening factor, joy, a deep well of joy, can naturally be available for us. Settling the body a little bit more. And begin with establishing mindfulness. Bring mindfulness to the foreground. Observing what is arising in our experience. What can we notice? What is predominant? What is arising, staying, and then eventually passing. Maybe that's a body sensation, an emotion, a mind state, a feeling tone. Anything and everything is welcome. And simply notice. without effort. Be with as best you can. And if nothing is predominant, then be in the body, aware of the whole body as it is now. And whatever is in our present experience, we offer the intention, an expression of loving kindness, compassion, friendliness, softness, bathing the experience. Bathing the object, the moment, in a stream of goodwill and lightheartedness. Allowing it to soften and melt into the gentle flowing river of life. Whatever it is, a thought, a body sensation, a state of mind, an emotion, the moment's experience, washing it in kindness, in love, warmth. Perhaps the moment, the experience needs to be held gently and lovingly, gazing upon it with tenderness, Maybe the experience requires some reassuring words like, I'm here. It's okay. I love you. Perhaps a meta phrase like, may you be happy. May you be held in love. Whatever is being expressed, experienced right now, tending to it, holding it with care, compassion, bathing it in unconditional love, metta, and sweetness. And doing this again and again, over and over, with utmost affection, directing the flow of tenderness, of kindness, towards that experience, that object, that moment. Bathing it in love and compassion. Actively holding it in lovingness. Or perhaps more allowing, a more receptive way feels preferable. A complete acceptance and kindness of what's here. A welcoming and open door that invites what is presenting with authenticity and care. A full welcoming into a space of tenderness, love, accepting what's here as best we can. And we continue to greet and soften towards the expression of now. Continually and completely welcoming experience. Over and over, bathing it unconditionally in warmth, compassion, love, the gift of tenderness. Being here for it, being here with it. Over and over, softening toward experience, welcoming completely, bathing the moment in love and kindness, touching it with tenderness, fully accepting. Connecting with the feeling of lovingness. Lovingness flowing freely. Even as the experience or the object may begin to become blurry or faded, even as it maybe dissolves and passes away. Everything is welcome. Restlessness, boredom, resistance, annoyance, anger, all included here. To even the more subtle numbness, fear, tiredness, bathing them all in gentle, loving care. Whatever there is, completely welcoming it all. Nothing is outside the range of lovingness, loving kindness. And if the present experience is one of ease, peace, stillness, joy, bathing that too, bathing it in compassion and love, any warmth, feeling of connection, gratefulness, welcoming it all, bathing it all. Whatever is in consciousness, nothing at all is excluded, as everything exists in relationship, completely, genuinely allowing as much as possible the experience and gently holding it with loving kindness.